The following is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of 900CHML.
Hello, everyone. This is Rob Golfy with RE/MAX, the Golfy team. Welcome to the Golfy Real Estate Show, Hamilton Edition, with host Rick Zamperin.
Good morning. Another awesome weekend is here. Happy to have you on board with us on the Golfy Real Estate Show, Hamilton Edition, on 900CHML. As Rob mentioned, my name's Rick Zamperin. His name is Rob Golfy, sales representative, RE/MAX, Escarpman Realty, the Golfy team. If you want to sell your house or you're in the market to buy a home, call the number one RE/MAX team in Canada. That is the Golfy team, 905-575-7700, online at robgolfy.com. That's Rob, G-O-L-F-I.com. They're all over social media. Check them out on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Threads, X. Awesome videos, some incredible listings in the city. You can get your listing on the Golfy social media system. Also, for an instant home estimate, not sure if you've done this yet or not, but go online to golfyhomevalue.com for an instant home estimate. Plug in some digits, golfyhomevalue.com, the website, to get a pretty good idea of what your house might go for on the open market. And as always, we appreciate your questions and your topic ideas. You can go to your email and type in questions at robgolfy.com and fire away. Again, that email address is questions@robgolfy.com. We've got some interesting things to talk about today, including the Bank of Canada and the recent decision that they made to hold the line on its key interest rate. And that has a lot of people thinking, when will the rates come down? We're also going to get into a new speculation tax, a new foreign home buyers tax in Toronto, and it could arrive as soon as next year. We've got a bunch of other things that we're going to get to as well. But as usual, we'll begin the show with what is going on in Rob Golfy's real estate life. What's making news?
You know, the market's definitely picked up. There's a new synergy of people out there that are looking and buying homes right now, even though at the current rates there are. And things are coming through. So I was talking to mortgage brokers. I was talking to other real estate offices, including ourselves. We're finding that we're a lot more busier than we anticipated to be. I mean, nothing like, you know, out of the ordinary, but just, you know, knowing with all the interest rate, at the level that it's at, that we thought, you know, it was going to be a slow start, but it's always, you know, the beginning of the year is always a good start. People have, they say, okay, listen, I'm going to buy a house. They're thinking about it in the new year all the time. It's always the new year. That's why I always say, February, March are good months to get your house on the market. If you're looking at selling, the inventory is still a little low. The inventory does pick up in April, May, and you have more competition. But there is a new synergy of out there. I think it's people are feeling, you know, okay, this is what the interest rates are. But I think most people are not locking in on a mortgage, like a 5-year mortgage. They're doing maybe variable for, you know, a year or two. And that's probably the smart way to go, because they will drop, in my opinion. And that's when you can just lock in and lock in your mortgage for a 5-year term if you're going to be there for 5 years. So
this new synergy that you're kind of feeling through speaking with people, through the activity that is happening in the market, is this similar to past years, or is this a new kind of energy that's within the community?
No, it's the same as past years. It's just, I think the confidence level is back. Like, I mean, last year it was very different for everyone, mortgage brokers, realtors, lawyers, everybody. They saw that the unit numbers were down, but now will we ever get to the 2021 numbers again? Yeah, I think so, depending on how you run your business as an individual, but as a whole for the real estate board or total transactions from everybody combined together, I think it's going to take a while before we hit those big numbers that, like, let's just say the Hamilton Burlington market hit in 2021. It's good. The one thing I wanted to mention is that 70% of the mortgages out there are renewing, I think, this year. So it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough for a lot of people. A lot of people are scared knowing that their mortgage is renewing. And a lot of these people have their mortgage, like they had a 3 to 5 year term at 1.5 to 2%.
Wow.
And they're going to jump into 4.5 to 5%, depending on, you know, where they land. And that's more than double than probably what they are used to. Now, everybody's mortgages are going to go up from, you know, $300 to $1,000 a month more, or even higher than that, depending on how big their mortgage is. And so I think there's those people there that are cringing and waiting to see what's going to happen. But the one thing is, here's the thing, is you can shop around for your mortgage. Okay. But you better have your income tax up to date. Cause if you don't have that up to date, the banks that you got your mortgage with, or you have your mortgage with, they got you. Cause they're going to say, okay, I'm renewing, you know, and they're going to say, here's the interest rate. Now, if you tell your bank, I'm shopping it out, but if you can't, like, because you don't have your income tax up to date, you know, it's like applying for a new mortgage again. Like, you can transfer your mortgage, but you still have to give all the information about your income and everything if you're going to go to a different mortgage company. So you got to be careful when you're doing that. But you still can bluff it with the current mortgage person that you have and say you're going to shop it around unless they give you a better rate. Mm. And sometimes they will do that for you. So, you know, hopefully they do that. Now, here's another thing. Be careful if you're going to renew and get a 5 year mortgage term. So let's say you do get a 5 year mortgage at 6.5%. Well, be very careful, because if the interest rates do come down, like let's say 2%, let's say in the next year or two, and you sell your house and you're going to pay out your mortgage, the penalty is going to be greater. Banks like it when you cancel your mortgage when you're at 1.5 to 2%. Okay. Cause once they get that money back, they can resell that money at 5.5 to 6%. So they're making money. They hate people that have these low mortgages. So they're waiting for the renewals to come up, because that's how they make more money. So be very careful, because if you lock in at a high mortgage rate and sell the house, and let's say you have a mortgage at 6.5%, and let's say we land at 4% mortgage rate, or 4.5%, your penalty is going to be so great. So be very careful if you sell your house and you cash out, and you could have a large penalty. So really know exactly if you know where you're going to be in the next 5 years. And I find a lot of people, they end up paying the penalty and they didn't realize it, and they don't know about it. Now, the people that are selling their house and they have a mortgage at 1.5 to 2%, banks love it. Your penalty is going to be next to nothing because the interest rates are higher.
Great tips. Shop around for the best rate and watch out for those penalties. A good warning about that. Just on the Bank of Canada holding steady earlier this week with its key interest rate at 5%, you know, Tiff Macklem, the governor of the Bank of Canada, was asked, okay, when are rates coming down? You know, they were kind of hinting that, you know, not now, but sometime down the road. And, you know, he said, quote, if the economy evolves broadly in line with the projection we published today, I expect future discussions will be how long we maintain the policy rate at 5%, which is intimating that, yeah, sometime soon this is going to be cut by 0.25%, 0.5%, whatever the case is. That might not happen until June, however. That's a lot of the speculation, is that this summer is when they're going to actually, you know, make that move. If you're kind of riding, you know, you're sitting on the fence thinking, what am I, should I sell now or should I wait? Is there going to be more buyers if the rates go down? Are you hearing any of that chatter at all in the market?
Yeah, some people, you know, I was talking to some clients and they're saying, you know, maybe I should wait, to put the house on the market when the interest rates drop. I don't know if they're going to drop significant enough to make a difference. I think it will help, but it's not going to increase your house by $50,000 or $100,000, depending what price point your house is in. But I think it is just showing like a positiveness that's happening in the marketplace and more confidence and everything else like that. But if I was buying right now, I wouldn't sign in. I wouldn't lock. I'd lock in maybe the most as a one year, you know, fixed or whatever, or variable. It is a little higher if you're doing that, but you're going to win in the long run, because I think in the next 18 months, you're going to find that we might be probably 1-2% less on the mortgage. And it'll be worth it. I mean, mortgage rates, even at 4.5-5%, that's a good mortgage rate. I'm telling you, that is a really good mortgage rate. And if you can lock in, that's great. I wish we were like the U.S., because in the U.S., if you can lock in for 30 years at, like, can you imagine locking in at 1.5% for 30 years?
Oh, sold.
You don't even have to pay the mortgage off. You just keep paying it, because you're paying mostly principal anyway.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. But the confidence level is coming back, and they saying what 40%, they were mentioning a 40% chance of the rate cut in April, mm-hmm. according to market indicators. So I think that's when they're going to start probably doing maybe a quarter point or half a point, maybe possibly. And they're just going to see how the market goes, because they don't want to stir up inflation, go back up like crazy again. So they're going to do it very slow, and they're going to take their time doing it. And I know, what they did was they did it 10 times in 22 months, which was a lot. Almost every other month that we were getting a mortgage hike in the past. So, but let's hope that we can get it under 4.5, between 4-5%, somewhere in there. That'd be great. I you know, that's a good number to lock in.
Absolutely. Do have one more question regarding interest rates. We'll get that on the other side of the break. We're also going to talk about Toronto potentially looking at a new foreign home buyers tax. And we'll also talk about who's coming for boomers' homes. It's, well, I mean, it is millennials, but there's a new demographic that's now eyeballing those homes. Don't forget, if you want to sell your house or you are in the market to buy a house, call the number one REMAX team in Canada, the Golfy team, at 905-575-7700. That's 905-575-7700. Online at robgolfy.com. That's robgolfi.com. More of the Golfy Real Estate Show, Hamilton Edition, next on 900 CHML.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of 900 CHML.
This is the Golfy Real Estate Show, Hamilton Edition, on 900 CHML. Rick Samprin with Rob Golfy, sales representative, REMAX Escarpment Realty, the Golfy team. Find them on the World Wide Web, robgolfy.com. That's robgolfi.com. Call them. You'll be calling the number one REMAX team in Canada, the Golfy team, 905-575-7700. Again, 905-575-7700. They're all over Facebook and Threads, Instagram, X, TikTok as well. Follow the Golfy team. Give them a like. And if you have a question or a topic idea for a future show, send the Golfy team an email, questions@robgolfy.com. One more question about where interest rates are now. And, well, where they are right now, the key lending rate is still at 5%, according to the Bank of Canada, although we're all expecting that to go down in the next few months. But when the rate drops, it's not necessarily indicative that prices for homes are going to go up. I'm thinking that, if anything, this is going to open up the number of buyers who are now saying, okay, let's jump into the market because things are moving in a positive direction. Is that going to be the biggest impact? The number of eyeballs on your property will grow because there's going to be more interest.
It will. And what happens is, what they're worried about is, because all these buyers are going to jump in. So let's say a house comes up for sale in Hamilton for $500,000. So you've got a lot of buyers in that price point. So you're going to have an abundance of buyers coming in, looking at that house, and then you may end up getting 5-6 offers on it because the confidence level is back, the interest rates are dropped a bit, and then that's when housing prices start climbing again. Mm-hmm. I think the lower end homes will start seeing more activity. The higher end is going to probably stay, it's going to still be cool, and it's going to stay where it is. But you're going to see the lower end start picking up on with the market on houses. Now, if it does go crazy, they'll probably bring it back up again to say slow down. but they do need to build houses. So it is a catch 22. Like, the interest rates are a major factor everywhere. I'm sure companies, I know restaurants are feeling it because people are paying more on their mortgages now, and wait till this year is over with, because like I said, 70% of mortgage holders right now, our renewals are coming up this year. So you're going to see those people not having that excess of money to, you know, shop and buy, you know, the extra little things that they want. They're going to be very minimal. You're going to see the grocery stores doing very well, because people are going to say, hey, honey, we're going to eat home now. We're not going to, you know, order out or go to restaurants anymore. And going to restaurants is not cheap either. So yeah, you're going to see the restaurants are going to take the biggest hit. And I've already talked to some restaurant guys, and they're seeing huge difference. Even in the lunch crowd, the downtown business lunch crowd, they're seeing a huge difference in the amount of people that are coming out. You don't see the regulars as much as you normally do. They're coming, but they're not there all the time like they used to be. So, you know, it's just, the interest rates, we got to be, hopefully it doesn't stir up too much that they'll stop it. You know what I mean?
If the rates go down, and we know the mortgage renewals are going to be, as you mentioned, 70% of mortgage renewals is going to be up for renewal this year, is that a good time for people? Do people normally look at that and say, well, maybe now's the time to downsize? You know, if my mortgage is up for renewal, the rate hasn't dropped as much as I thought it would, maybe we should downsize. Are people contemplating that?
It just depends how big their mortgage is. I think the people that bought these, you know, $3 to $5 million houses, I think they will be selling if they can sell.
Yeah.
If they got a beautiful house and everything's done to the nines, yeah, there are buyers out there. That price point, there's buyers out there for that. But if you have a house that needs a lot of work, you're gonna struggle selling that $3 million or $5 million house. And then you're going to have to pay a mortgage or lose the house, because people have, you know, in that price point have lost their houses. And we saw, you know, there was articles in the paper that a lot of those were being repossessed by the banks in Toronto in the some high end areas. But it's hard to tell. Like, you know what I mean? Like with mortgage rates, the way they're going, I probably would. If they could hold on, because the cost of moving is expensive, and you know, the cost to move, I mean, it's easier for someone to move because they have the equity in the house if they can move, but the monthly payment is the big factor, and can they handle the monthly payment? And that's where they have to discuss. And we've sold a lot of houses where people know that their mortgage renewal is coming up, and they know they can't afford that monthly mortgage payment, and they are downsizing. So it just depends on your income, and that's the tough part, because if your household income only earns so much money to bring in, and it exceeds what your income is, you are going to struggle. I have a couple. I mean, they got a house that's probably about worth $1.8 million. And chances are there's only probably one spouse working now, and they are going to have to probably put up their house up for sale and move. And because they don't have that second income anymore, and their renewal is coming up. So it's a double whammy. They got, you know, their interest rate, their mortgage payment's going to go up quite a bit, and they got less income coming into the household. So they're definitely somebody that is going to sell, and then hopefully they get a good number for their house, and they'll probably downsize to a smaller house. Yeah, absolutely. It just depends on your household income, if you can handle the mortgage payment.
Yeah. It's pretty sad in those cases, that's for sure. Let's travel down the highway to Toronto. There is a plan to slap a new foreign home buyer's tax on homes, and this is all to help curb real estate speculation. We've talked about this before, but effective January 1st, 2025, the plan is to have a 10% tax on the home's purchase price of those that are bought by foreign entities or foreign people. And staff are estimating that this move could generate about $15 million of revenue each and every year in Toronto in 2025. Now, it's all predicated on whether the foreign home purchases tax, home buyers tax, that the federal government instituted, whether that's going to be extended. That comes to fruition or to an end, because it was a two-year ban, in 2025. So if the federal ban ends, Toronto is going to say, all right, we're going ahead with our 10% foreign home buyers tax. 10%, that's a large number, Rob.
It is. On top, there's another, they implemented in 2017, another tax. It is so expensive. They're going to discourage any foreigners definitely buying a house in the, in, I guess, if this is in Toronto. And maybe, you know, there's people here that that want to open up businesses and do that. They're going to discourage that, I think, in the long run. You know, Toronto has always had problems financially. They've always been in trouble financially. So I don't know if they're trying to hold back, you know, foreigners from buying houses. They already put some taxes on that, but now they're adding more. I don't know if it's because they need more money. It's something they, I mean, they're doing. I don't know if, I don't know if the rest of Ontario is going to do it, but they're gonna try to, I guess, put that through, and hopefully they're hoping that'll add more income to the city. But I understand completely. You know what I mean?
In the same sense, there's not a lot of homes in Toronto. Like the last in 2022, there was 533 transactions that would have been subject to this foreign home buyers tax. I mean, how many homes were sold in Toronto? I think that the estimate was 28,000 homes that year. So it's a fraction.
Yeah, the difference of foreign buyers might lead to a slowdown in real estate transactions, but I don't think it's that much.
No.
I think you're right about that. I just think they're trying to grasp money at every corner of Toronto they can. Yeah. And if we can get 15 million here, we can get 5 million there, and they've got a lot of debt, and I remember, you know, even listening to when Mel Lastman was a mayor, and how many years ago was that? That's probably like 25, 30 years ago.
That would have been the 90s.
But you know what? They were talking. If I recall, you know, they've had issues way back then all the time. Like, mm-hmm. I think that the debt just keeps rolling over and rolling over, rolling over every year. And it just doesn't seem to catch up. And I know they're talking about doing a 10.4% tax on property taxes for everybody in Toronto. Who knows if that's going to, if that's getting passed or not, but they're discouraging industry to come this way. If they do that, I don't know. It's something they need to do, I guess.
We already know that Toronto has a land transfer tax. There's a provincial foreign buyers tax. If Toronto goes through with their tax for a $500,000 home, and I'm not sure there's many of those in Toronto. So let's just call it for $1 million home, you're paying in tax like $376,000. That's a lot of tax on a $1 million house.
It is. And their land transfer tax is double compared to what we pay here. And I can't remember when they implemented that. That was probably 10, 15 years ago. And people are paying that. Like saving for a house in Toronto, like the land transfer tax for a house in Toronto is probably enough of a down payment to buy a house in Hamilton. That's how much the land transfer tax is. And it's insane. And I don't know how a first-time buyer, you know, has the money to, first of all, put the down payment down and then pay for the land transfer tax. Just forget about the foreign people that are buying it, but just on their own with the land transfer tax, the amount of money that the city that's getting there, it's incredible. And that's why we have such an exodus of people leaving Toronto coming towards the Burlington, Hamilton, Niagara region, just because of the cost and just to buy a house. And people just want to get their foot in the door and own some real estate, and then they can, you know, figure their way after that once they've owned it for a few years. There was a realtor in Mississauga. He bought a townhouse in on just off of Millen Road in Stony Creek. So he bought it brand new, moved in, lived there for about a couple years, maybe 2-3 years, and sold it. And now he moved back to Mississauga. He's a realtor. Like, he had to drive back and forth every day because this is where he was living. Moved back to Mississauga, built enough equity to buy a house in Mississauga where he grew up and where he works. So that's what people are doing. I mean, it's the only way you can do it. Yeah, that's how you build equity. But if you can't get your foot into the door, first of all, you know, in Mississauga, Toronto, then it's going to be tough.
Let's get to another topic, and this is a very interesting one because baby boomers in America, and I'm sure this is the case in Canada for sure, own a lot of real estate. In fact, in the U.S., boomers own nearly $19 trillion worth of real estate, more than double the amount held by millennials, and about $5 trillion more than Gen Xers. There is a new age demographic, though, that is coming for the homes that are currently owned by boomers, and that is Gen Z, or Gen Z, if you're here in Canada. So when boomers die, there is a massive scramble, a huge royal rumble, if you will, to get into these houses, and it's millennials, Gen Xers, and now Gen Z who are gunning for those homes. Over the next, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 years, Rob, this is going to be a free-for-all. It's going to be exciting to see. You're going to be a busy guy.
Yeah. They say by 2040, the population of 80-plus-year-olds will double, will double. It's crazy. Wow. And what they're saying is the Gen Zers, which is, are they about 18 to 20?
Yeah.
What age are you? 18 to 24 now or something like that, 18 to, or 17 or whatever. But they're going to benefit from this versus the millennials. So they actually were born in the right time for those guys. They fit in that right slot. But yeah, there is happening as the biggest transfer of wealth is happening right now. I do see a lot of listings that are coming up on the system that says the estate of mm-hmm. Different people. So obviously people are inheriting a lot of money out there or inheriting to buy the house. Sometimes siblings, what they do is if there's two or three of them and the house is paid for, one sibling says, well, listen, my share I'll use as a down payment and then I'll get a mortgage to pay you guys out. As long as they agree on the price, on the sale price, usually they get an appraisal. And if all siblings get along, that's fantastic. If they don't, well, it's got to sell and it's just got to go on the open market. But yeah, it's there is a lot of the next 20 years is going to be, they feel there's going to be a lot of homes coming up for sale now. Now, the numbers they're talking about are U.S. numbers. Mm-hmm. Now, the Canadian numbers are different because we're immigrating way more than what the U.S. is doing, like per capita.
Right.
So I think we might balance out because we do have a huge immigration thing that's happening. So it's hard to tell how Canada is going to compare to the U.S. when it comes to all these homes that are going to be available in the next 10, 20 years from now.
It's going to be fascinating to watch, that is for sure. When we come back, we're going to talk about making your property stand out in the spring market and some of the biggest mistakes you can make when you're renovating your home, maybe to put it up for sale or just because you want to spruce it up a little bit. We'll talk about that next year on the Golfy Real Estate Show, Hamilton Edition on 900 CHML.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of 900 CHML.
Welcome back. This is the Golfy Real Estate Show, Hamilton Edition on 900 CHML. My name is Rick Samprin. His name's Rob Golfy. He's the sales representative with RE/MAX Escarpment Realty, the Golfy team, the number one RE/MAX team in Canada. Call them today, 905-575-7700 if you want to sell your house or you're in the market to buy a home, go online to robgolfi.com. That's robgolfi.com. Check them out on Instagram and Facebook, Threads, TikTok, and X. Give them a like and a follow. And also visit golfiluxury.com. Some amazing listings on golfiluxury.com. So the spring market is, well, just around the corner, and there are ways to make your property stand out in what is expected to be a much more active market compared to the last little while. Rob, what are some of the do's and maybe some of the don'ts on standing out in the spring market? What should we be paying attention to right now?
Yeah, like the curb appeal is the first thing, right? It's, you know, it's that thing where you drive by and say, hey, that looks good. Mm-hmm. The one thing is, you know, they say to clean up the outside. The one thing is definitely paint, like if you've got wood windows, which there's not many wood windows, those houses were built in the 80s, but clean it up, clean your fascia and eaves and stuff like that. Edge the gardens. And if you can paint the driveway, give a nice, blacktop, paint on the driveway and edge the sidewalks and everything. You'd be amazed on like just so much little work, what your house can look like and just make it so much different. Cut back the bushes. A lot of people have these big bushes that cover the porches and just cover the house. And houses are beautiful out there, right? They got beautiful brick and everything. Every house out there that was built, it was built for, you know, to look good. And sometimes people let their bushes overgrow on the front. And I cut them back like you would not believe. And it was funny. There was a neighbor of mine, and I knew the son. He was a trainer, and the parents lived across the street. And I said, hey, your parents got such a beautiful house, and they got all these bushes that it's covering it. You know what I mean? I said, just tell them to trim it down and everything. And about a month or two later, they were all gone. They were gone. But the house looks great. Wow. The house looks fantastic. The inside, freshen up as soon as you walk in the front door. Key factor. That's where people make their decision when they're buying a house. Right. They walk in the front door, if they get that lost loving feeling and say, hey, I think this is the house for me. And you know right away as soon as you walk in, if that's your house, you know. And then you walk through the rest of the house and see if it's going to work. So take a paint job. Be surprised. Minimal things. Paint. Spend a weekend painting certain rooms to make sure that it looks good. I would personally, if just to make it look good, the foyer and the living room and kitchen, get that painted. And, the bedrooms can be changed any color you want after, but you just want that good feeling for them to have when they get into the house. That's very, very important.
And then the
last thing is pricing it.
Oh, I was just going to say, regarding the outside, before we get to the price, the outside is the, I know you talked about curb appeal, but is the backyard as important as the front yard, or can you make sure the grass is cut and it's kind of neat? Is that all you have to do?
Yeah, just clean it up, just trim it and cut. Make sure the grass is cut, and like I said, the sidewalks are all trimmed and everything. It is important. It is, and sometimes people don't take their backyards. They don't maybe use it, or they don't care about it too much, and it gets a little rough. But just clean it up. Just give it a good clean and. Get rid of any garbage out there in the back, get some garbage bins so that it looks like it's nice and neat for the next person when they're looking at it. When people are looking at your house, I mean, they're visualizing themselves living there. So a lot of people can, look past, all that and say, hey, we can really clean this up. And now it's your own fault if you don't do it, because if it looks bad, guess what? The offers are not going to be as strong, but if it looks good, people are going to be more up to saying, hey, you know what? This looks good the way it is. If we just add a little more to it, it's going to even be that much better. And you'll have more people wanting to buy it and move into it. So believe me, coat of paint, some trim, and, cut the lawn and put some fertilizer and whatever. It makes a huge difference.
In our final minute, yes, pricing it right is important as well.
Absolutely. Pricing it right is important. So here's, I'm going to give you a perfect example. The one property that I have that I put up for sale, about prior to in 2023 in the last quarter, I put it for 500. I knew I was pushing the market a little bit. I just wanted to see if anybody was going to jump at it. I had some showings. Anyway, so I let it expire. I just listed it this week and I put it at 450 and I got 470 for it. There you go. See? And I knew I was going to land around 470 on it. And to see where it was going to go. So, and now if I waited longer, maybe I probably can get close to 500 if I waited probably in maybe another couple of months. But I just decided to let it go. And I had it empty for a while because I knew I was going to sell it. I didn't want to rent it and then have a problem in trying to evict a tenant in there for selling it.
You did pretty well, and you can too. If you want to sell your house or you're in the market to buy a house, call the number one REMAX team in Canada, the Golfy team, 905-575-7700, online at robgolfy.com. That's robgolfi.com. Coming up, we're going to talk about some big mistakes that you can make while renovating your home. That's next on the Golfy Real Estate Show, Hamilton Edition on 900 CHML.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of 900 CHML.
Last go around here on the Golfy Real Estate Show, Hamilton Edition on 900 CHML. Rick with Rob Golfy, sales representative, REMAX Escarpment Realty, the Golfy team. Get the Golfy team working for you. Give them a call today. You'll be calling the number one REMAX team in Canada, 905-575-7700. Online, the website is robgolfy.com. That's robgolfi.com. And also go to golfyhomevalue.com. Again, an instant home estimates. That's golfyhomevalue.com. So, you know, the warmer weather is just around the corner. We think, we hope, fingers crossed. There are people that are going to say, you know what, it's time to renovate. It's time to spruce up the kitchen or the bathroom or the basement, whatever the case is. What are some of the big no-nos that people should be avoiding when renovating their home?
I've hit every single one of these. So overestimating your skill. I thought this can't be that hard to do.
Yeah.
I have a house on Breadalbane. I'm not sure if you know if I'm called Breadalbane or Breadalbane in Hamilton. And I was putting up a wall and I had my handy tool book trying to figure out the studs, how far apart to go. This is when I was 21 years old. Yeah. I'm going to tell you, somebody right now is probably trying to find a stud and they're going to say there's nothing.
Oh, no.
Like it's either 16 inches, 18 inches, 24. Like it's just like there's nothing straight in that thing. So I realized at a very young age, I don't have the skill. So that's one. Underestimating your budget. This is the biggest problem. And I warn a lot of buyers, you got to be careful because whatever the budget is, you're always going to go over it. So if you think it's going to be $30,000 to fix a house up and you got the budget for it, you're going to be in for $40,000 or more. I'm going to tell you that right now. Nothing ever works out to the exact budget. Because things arise while you're doing renovation. So you got to be very, very careful on that. And then it's minimizing the timeline. Like I had one renovation that took forever. So that was a factor because, you know, getting permits and all this kind of stuff was tough. Mm-hmm. Another one here, it says swinging the hammer without a plan. That was probably me in my 20s. Just went in and said, okay, here's what I do. Buy some drywall, get some studs. And, mm-hmm. and that was definitely a problem that I had. Another one is not asking for help. Sometimes people are there. There's people that ask for help and they get it, no problem. There's people that don't want to bother anybody and they're trying their sums. But I think help is important. You'd be amazed if you can get people that have skill to help you. That's fantastic. I was just driving in the car home just yesterday, and it was my son's friend. He's an electrician, and he's actually more of a commercial electrician now. He started off a residential. And I said, hey, you must get a lot of people ask you, you know, to do jobs here and there. And he goes, nope, I don't do it. I work all day. I'm done. Once I come home, I'm done. Mm-hmm. And I go, that's a good way. And he goes, I may do the odd favor, and do some electrical work, but just small stuff.
Right.
But I don't like, I'm not going to take the job on, because otherwise everybody's going to start asking him and he'll never have any time for himself.
Yeah.
So he just basically says, you know, hire an electrician, thinking you can do it all on weekends. Those weekends turned out to be years, if you don't have the right plan. And I know a couple right now in, that, you know, they're already, they've been a year out of their house and they are nowhere near even going to be moving in within 6 months. So that project turned out to be a lot worse than they anticipated. And final thing, not considering the impact on your marriage. Oh, believe me, the fights, can you imagine the fights you'll have?
When is this going to get done?
When's this going to get done? You did this wrong. You said this was going to, you know, it was going to cost this much money.
Yep.
The battles that you're going to have, that's the test of a marriage right there, is doing a renovation, for sure.
Another popular one is it doesn't look like the picture or the TV show that we were watching. And
oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I know. I go, I thought it was supposed to look like this. I guess, I don't know.
Yeah,
the
just,
walls are all crooked. Yeah.
It's just the lighting. It's just the lighting's off a little bit. But back to the swinging,
the
hammer without a plan, you know, that's a good example, because we don't know what's behind the walls, especially with an older home. Like, strange things come about behind the walls.
Absolutely. There could be rotted things that are happening and you don't know. And then now you got to get somebody else in there to take care of things. I've experienced pretty well a lot of different things. The one thing I have not is a major foundation problem. I did have the last purchase I just did. I closed on it about middle of January. There was one little issue in the foundation, but it was an easy fix, $500 fix.
Oh, nice.
But which wasn't bad. But people I've seen where they have like $10,000, $20,000, and it's not like you spend $10,000. On fixing something and somebody says, hey, I love that $10,000 foundation that you just fixed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or your brick, your chimney. Oh, I see you got your chimney refaced. It looks great. Every time I drive by, I look at your chimney only. You know what I mean? Nobody does that. People look at the cosmetic stuff. They don't look at the foundation and behind the wall stuff. And that can get very expensive.
That's a great point. You can listen to our show online through Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and many more. Search for the Golfy Real Estate Show in your favorite podcast platform. Hit the follow button so you never miss an episode. Thank you, Rob. And thank you for listening to the Golfy Real Estate Show, Hamilton Edition. We're back next Saturday at 9 on 900 CHML.
The proceeding was a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of 900 CHML.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.